God is good all the time. And I want to speak this morning about God is good and how he's good to us. He's good to us because not only does he want us to cry out to him, but he really wants us to listen to what he's saying to us. He is speaking his word to us Sunday after Sunday. In your own quiet times, you hear him and you hear his small, still voice. And it's precious when you know that God has spoken to you. So in Revelation, we're reading in Revelation right now, and God says something seven times. And when he repeats a word in the word, we need to perk up our ears and listen. In King James, it says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." New Living translates it, "Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he's saying to the churches." And the message, Daria brought this up Wednesday night at Bible. She said, "Listen to this. This is just exciting." You bet it is. Are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the wind words, the Spirit blowing through the churches. If there ever was a time to listen to what God's saying, it's right now. Amen. Those prayers we prayed this morning were sincere, but we're praying them because we need to be praying those prayers. Because things aren't really great out there. It's dark out there. We need to hear what God's saying to us individually, corporately, and as a nation. Amen. He says that same thing in Revelation 2:7, 11, 17, and 29. Again in chapter 3 in verse 6, 13, and 22. Again, seven times. Hold on. Hold on. He that hath an ear, we all know what that is. Put your hands on them. Okay, where does that connect to sometime? To the heart. To the heart. Hearing. Going into the heart, okay? He that hath an ear, let him hear. What is the Greek word for hear? It's a primary root, and it means to hear, to hearken to give audience to hearken to him with the ability to understand. Not just hear, but understand. Something is taking place in this word here. Something is being said that we need to pay attention to. Okay, saith. What is he saithing to the church? Okay, I love that. I made that up. The word is lego, just like Legos, right? And it means to lay forth. He's laying something forth. He wants to lay something forth to the church. He wants to break silence. He wants to call or describe something to us. He wants to put it forth. He wants to show it to us. He wants to tell it. He wants to utter it to his people. Amen. Amen. So that gives you a sense. So you see the other translations from the King James, they just say what the Greek is saying. It just says it a little more clearly. This New Living says to understand. That's important. We need to hear, but hear with that bent to understanding. So listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. What if God was writing a letter to Grace Christian Center this year? Well, that sounds exciting, doesn't it? How'd you like to get a letter from God? I would, yeah, amen. Would you hurry to get a copy of it and read it? Yeah, I would. I want to see, what's he saying to this church? What has he been saying to us recently? Just as if he was talking to the churches in Revelation, so also he talks to his people through messages, through our Bible readings, but he also speaks through prophetic ministry in the body of Christ.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah for coming together in the congregation. One of the reasons we gather instead of just being in our own homes. One of the reasons we gather is to hear what God's saying to the body of Christ together. What is he saying? He speaks through his people, not just through one, but through many. So what has he been saying through his prophets right here in Port Ludlow? This is us, Grace Christian Center, and he's said a lot. So I asked myself this question, God, what have you been saying to us? So I went back to January, and I started looking through all the prophetic words that he said to this body since January.
Good.
Let me share some things. In January, the very beginning of the year, he said to us, open up your heart, mind, and soul, and I will fill you with great blessings. I will be one with you. I will be with you till the end of time. He told us, as tender-hearted people, we can hide in his presence. Wow.
Amen.
You know, I could stop and I could preach a message just on each little part of this. As tender-hearted people. I love hearing that. Sometimes I just think I'm hardened, Richie. That isn't what God is saying to me. Ladies, remember those selfies? That's not what God's saying to me. He says I'm not hard. I'm not like that. He says I'm a part of a tender-hearted people. Wow! That changes my whole perspective on life. But I'm not stopping and preaching on that. I promise me I'm not. He told us, as those tender-hearted people, we can hide in his presence. That's like being able to be as a baby chick, come under the wings of the hen. We can hide there. Ooh. He said he inhabits our praises. He's not a God to put on a shelf. He's right here. He says he's not far away. He cares for the things that concern us. He cares for the things that concern us.
Yeah.
And he's right here for us. April 6th, he says, hear me say unto you that you are seeking a kingdom, and that kingdom is here and now. He's confirming to us. We're not looking to this world. We're not loving this world. We're looking for a kingdom. And it's not all the way far off someplace, sometime. He says it's here and it's now. He said he is the kingdom light. If we will dwell in the kingdom now, he will be with us. We are to come to him wholly and completely, not just halfway. This is this body of believers in April. God said this to us. I want to believe him, don't you? He's speaking. He said again in April, look up. He cares for you. He knows and he loves you. He has proven you over and over. How many have been proven by God? I have, over and over. Sometimes I think I just failed the test completely. And he says, you really didn't. You turned to me. You're still with me, and you're still walking my way. Put a smile on that face, Sherry, and tell the world that God cares and he's with you. Amen. I keep diverting. Okay, he says he's proven us over and over. Look into the face of Jesus. Look up and know he cares. Listen, he's calling your name. Be with him. Come to him and hear what he's saying to you. He's saying in his prophetic word, he wants us to come to him and he wants us to listen. He says he loves us. He says he wants you to be like him. Whoa, he's telling us, be like me. You can be like me. Leave yourself behind and hide in me. Hide in my presence. Entertain my presence. And you'll come out looking like him. Amen. I like that. He says he wants us to be a part of him. And then he says, listen, listen. And he repeated it. Listen, listen to me. Amen. Jesus told us he came to die for each and every one of us, that we might have life abundantly. Stop and think about it. He died. He paid the price. Not for nothing, but so we can have life abundantly. How many of us are living in that abundant life?
Amen.
We need to. It's provided for us. Smile, look up, and start walking it. Amen. He says he is the Lord our God. We are to go forth for him. He alone can give us life. He can provide for us. He tells us not to seek worldly things. He says he is forever. Oh, those are a lot of things I just said. That was just a short prophecy. It was done in a sentence, kind of a run-on sentence, but God kind of does that. He didn't take English 101. Goes on and on and on. He hardly doesn't even take a breath. Wow. He can provide for me. Daria, he's providing for you. He says not to seek worldly things. Message for me. God is speaking right to me and some of you. You're getting rid of some of those worldly things. Right? Dean's so great. Dean, will you come and take my stuff to the Goodwill? Anyway, the thing is that he's telling us. He's giving us direction to simplify our lives and to let his light shine through us. He says he is forever. It's a day of joy and rejoicing, he says. He says he's in our midst. He has redeemed us and poured out his life for us. Again, at the end of April, he said he told us to humble ourselves before him and come and pray. He said he wants his people with him to come to him, and he will bless us beyond measure. He's our creator and the one who made our world, and he loves us, and we need to focus on him. He wants us to bring him our fear, our happiness, our love, and our spirit, because he wants to bless us. He wants to love us with an all-encompassing love, a love that has no end. He says, don't turn from him. He does not want us in the world without him. I love that.
Excellent.
He does not want us in the world without him. We will be in the world. We're destined to be in the world right now. But he doesn't want us to be there without him. So it's Jesus flowing through me. Amen. He has chosen us and pulled us in because we are his children. And in May, he said, as we come to him, he will give himself unto us. He is the Lord our God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will be all to us that we can bear. Woo! He will be all to us that we can bear. Wow. Wow. Are we walking in that? Are we submitting ourselves to that? He'll be everything we can bear. Amen. I love it. He will give us all we need to follow him. I like that too. Because sometimes I think that I don't have enough to make it. I can't do it. I'm going to New York. I'm preaching to people who, golly, I haven't seen for years and years and years. And I'm wondering, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And I'm already, you know, thinking, well, maybe they won't like that, blah, 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 blah. Anyway. He'll give me everything I need in New York. He'll give you everything you need in New York to bring the word that he wants to deliver to that church. Amen. Hey, when I think that way, instead of being down, and thinking, I can't do it, I'm going to flub it, it's not going to go right, blah, 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 blah. Instead, when I think he's going to give me everything I need, it changes my countenance. Amen. That's what it's all about. He'll give us everything we need to follow him, to serve him on this earth. He didn't say this to people 2,000 years ago. He said it to this body in May. That was May 11th. He said that. He's talking to this church. God is talking today to this church, to Grace Christian Center, that we might follow him, and he's going to give us everything we need to walk victoriously. Amen. He says every part of the earth belongs to him, and he gives it to us to use for him. Amen. Then he talked about a secret place, and he said that he sees our secret place. He sees in our heart of hearts, and he knows us there. He sees us in the secret place, and we are not to fear him. He is not a God of fear to us. He's a God of strength to us. He's not a God of shame for us. Wow. He's a God of victory to us and a God of deliverance and love of God. We are to lift our eyes as we are in that secret place. We don't have to go into that secret place ashamed. If there's sin in your life, confess it, get rid of it, receive His forgiveness. Then enter into the joy of being in His presence. I added that. That wasn't right. He didn't say that, but I think it's okay, don't you? Amen. Amen. That's what He wants. He does say in the secret place, He wants us to be it to be a place of joy and strength to us. May 18th, He stressed He is not a God of condemnation. He has healed us from condemnation. We are to trust Him and stay under His cover and umbrella of no shame. Wow. I like that. I like that. No condemnation. Amen. Then He stressed how close He was to us and how He so wants to set His children free that we might be completely free. That's what He died for. That's what He's provided for us. He wants us to worship with our whole hearts, with our eyes lifted to heaven. Come to Him with our entire being. He welcomes us into His presence. He says He's in love with us and wants us to come before Him. This is a bridegroom wooing His bride.
That's right.
He's saying to us love words every Sunday to draw us in, that we might be wooed to Him. He wants us to come under His banner. He will put His arms around us. We will find strength. We will find refreshing. We will find invigoration. And we will find new joy for our heart and soul as we come under His banner. Man, I can just see us just holding a banner up and all of us dancing before the Lord and enjoying His presence. Amen. He asks us, and this was this month, He asks us if we can feel His love flow through us. He tells us He has given us His Spirit to fill us until it overflows, until it bubbles out of our lips. He says He loves us, and He has given Himself for us, and wants us to fill ourselves with Him, to be completely filled to overflowing. He loves us so much, and He's given us all He has. It's us, it's ours for the taking. And He tells us He accepts us.
Amen.
That big God out there who wrote the Bible, who is the author, doesn't just talk to the churches, the seven churches of Revelation. God is still speaking to His people today.
Amen.
And I really do encourage you, when the word comes during the worship time, when Wednesday night at Bible study the word comes forth in a prophetic manner, listen to what God is saying. Listen to what He's saying. Jot a couple notes down. I started doing this about 2 months ago when God spoke to me through a prophet. I was at a meeting. God spoke to me through a prophet. He didn't know Him. Have I told everybody this story before?
No.
Have I told it at church? Okay. We were at a luncheon, a pastor's luncheon in Paul's Bowl, and one of the pastors that comes to the luncheon invited a friend of his who was up ministering at his church from California. And he was on his way back down to California, but he came to this lunch on his way out of town. He sat at the other end of the table from me. And I had never seen him before, didn't know him or anything. Before he left, he came up and he says, I have a word for you. Oh, wow. Really? I don't know you. Okay. And he looked at me. He says, God wants you to start enjoying life. Oh, my goodness. I mean, talk about a witness in the spirit. Then after that, God won't say it only through one person when He's talking to you. then the next few Sundays, there was a word about enjoying being in His presence, enjoying the joy of the Lord, enjoying His strength, et cetera, et cetera. And I started to write this down, and I thought, man, this is coming over and over. Then another minister friend said the same word to me, and I thought, wow, this is coming strong. And I decided to start a little journal. And it's just a real simple with only two or three lines for each day. And I started writing what I enjoyed about the day. What did I enjoy about the day? And gracious, when we listen to Him, He can change everything for us. All of a sudden, I started enjoying life more and noticing little things. I enjoyed the flowers. I enjoyed the blossoms on the flowers. Paula had brought peonies. Was that a peony, the white one with the double? There was a flower in it, and then another flower looked like it was growing out of the top of the white ones with the little yellow feathers coming out. I just stopped, and I just enjoyed that. And that was my enjoyment. That was the most important thing of the day for me, was enjoying a part of God's creation. I would have said, yeah, nice flowers, they're beautiful. But I stopped, and I enjoyed life. What I'm saying is what God is saying to you, you don't have to write the whole prophecy down. Write a couple words that speak to your heart. And then let God enrich that as you seek Him. Not only will you see those very words in the Bible reading during the week. Oh, that jumped out at me. I would never even noticed it had I not listened to the prophetic word. God is trying to direct us in our walk with Him. He wants us wholly and fully to be His people. He wants us to enjoy a relationship with Him. And because we do, as we all keep getting closer and closer to Him, not hanging out here in the world someplace, guess what happens? We find ourselves in a company of people with a like mind. And the fellowship and the beauty of relationship. I heard it said from one of the saints in this body. She had other things that she's had to be doing, and she wasn't able to come to all the meetings. She says, I miss the fellowship. I miss the corporate body so much. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, because God speaks there. God's with us. And that presence, wherever two or three are joined together, He's in the midst. And while He's there, He wants to speak to us. And He says, it's just not my speaking that's important, but it's your listening that's important. Back to the scriptures. Pat, if you'll put those back up. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what He's saying to the churches. Are your ears awake? That means, are they awake not just to let the words go blah, 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 but penetrate? Are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the wind words, the Spirit blowing through the churches. What will set us apart in that day? What will keep us safe? What will keep us safe is hearing the Word of God, reading the Bible, coming to church, and having those very things that we read that week be confirmed in our worship services, in prophecy, through the messages. Let's stay in that precious relationship with Him. Let's all corporately hear together and pay more attention to prophecies. Remember, it says in the Bible, despise thou not prophesying.
Right.
Bible says that. So don't despise it. Embrace it. And embrace that word. Check to be sure it's in the Spirit, it's right. If it doesn't agree with the Word of God, throw it out. Okay? If it doesn't agree with the Word, I'm not talking about goofy stuff. I'm talking about solid stuff. And this is what He has said to this body. So let's hold on to these words. Let's enjoy them together. Amen.